This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 52 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high today about 70 degrees. Chance of rain is 60%. That will go all the way through tonight. We don't expect any kind of weather like we had yesterday where it got so dark and we had a severe thunderstorm and a brief power outage and really heavy rains. Not anything like that, but there's a possibility of more rain, definitely, and that will extend all the way through tomorrow night as well. Thursday, finally, we'll get some sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. This is Military Appreciation Month, and we have North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan on the line this morning. First of all, Senator Hagan, thanks for being with us. And second of all, what are you doing for Military Appreciation Month?
Well, good morning, Ron. It is great to be with you. May has been designated as the National Military Appreciation Month. And this is really to ensure that the nation is able to publicly demonstrate our appreciation for the sacrifices and the successes made by our service members, past and present. North Carolina has the third largest military footprint in the nation. But I know that many people don't live near our fabulous bases, and they might not have family members or friends that are actually in the military. So I think this is an opportunity in particular for people to reach out and say thank you. It is strictly a small token of our appreciation, but a simple thank you is a good start. I serve on the Armed Services Committee. I chair a subcommittee called the Emerging Threats, which looks at weapons of mass destruction, cybersecurity issues. And I also come from a strong military family. My father-in-law was a two-star general in the Marines. My dad, my husband, my brother, all in the Navy. And I have two nephews that are on active duty right now. One's a SEAL and one's an F-15 fighter pilot. So I just want to be sure people recognize the sacrifices that our men and women are giving to us. And I'm also unbelievably concerned about the backlog of the VA claims that are happening to all of our veterans right now. So that's one of the issues that I'm working on, from talking to Secretary Shinseki. 66 senators, we sent a letter to the president urging him to take direct action to end this backlog.
You make a very good point, the fact that we have such a military presence in North Carolina as a whole, but here we're not really close to a military base. I guess Fayetteville would certainly be the closest one. But, you know, we should all remember not just the military personnel themselves, but the families of those people. It's a very stressful life that they lead.
You know, Ron, you're exactly right. I tell you, for the State of the Union speech, I get to bring one guest, and I actually asked a Gold Star mother this year. And a Gold Star mother is a mother who's lost her son or daughter in battle. And it was really an honor for me, but I think it also should tell everybody, these men and women are giving the ultimate sacrifice, and then their families are definitely a part of this war. They're a part of the daily stresses that each one of our men and women undertakes. So I do think people need to understand how important it is that we say thank you and that we really appreciate the men and women serving and their families, including their children.
We all talk about treating these folks well when they come back out of active military service. And one of the things I know that's high on your agenda is tuition assistance for veterans. Tell us about that.
You know, Ron, you're right. Men and women that are currently on active duty, a lot of them go back to school. They take one course during a semester. And that really has been a recruitment tool, and it's been a retention tool, and it's actually helped our military by having, you know, more educated individuals. More than 50,000 men and women have gotten degrees and diplomas through this benefit. And then a couple of weeks ago, due to, quote, sequestration, some of them found out on Facebook that next semester classes would not be covered. So I quickly got to work on that. I worked on a bipartisan basis with Republican Senator Jim Inhofe. We were able to get an amendment on the floor within 2 weeks and get that tuition assistance benefit back for our active duty military. And I think that's a huge success, and the president has signed that into law. And the men and women that I bump into in North Carolina in the military are most appreciative.
Well, Senator Hagan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know you have a busy day. Thanks for taking a little time out. And I know that you're going to continue to do all you can for Military Appreciation Month to call attention to our wonderful military folks. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ron.
That is North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan. It is Military Appreciation Month. Don't forget that. Do what you can to thank a veteran, thank a member of a veteran's family, and certainly we have a lot of them right here in Orange County. The NAACP's protest of the recent state legislation continues. A lot of folks don't like what's going on in Raleigh. Last night, members of the Chapel Hill-Carborough NAACP joined other protesters for a rally in the capital city. This coming after last week's protest where 17 people were arrested. More than two dozen were arrested last night. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
Because the issue is that, like I said, it's not just a black issue. And that was kind of where it was played off, you know, the other Monday night. You know, it's pretty heavily laced in black folks. That's what that is. But that's not the issue. It's far from it.
That's Bishop Larry Reed. He's one of the vice presidents of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP chapter. He was also one of several Chapel Hill residents arrested last week. He says the fight against what they call a regressive state agenda is far from over. Alongside NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber last Monday, Reed and other activists participated in a pray-in or demonstration through prayer and song. The protest took place inside the state legislative building. Reed says the arrest was worth it to prove his point. Yesterday's protest began around 5:30 in the evening, and beforehand, Reed urged people of all races to take part in another wave of civil disobedience.
What's being done in the House is not just directed at African Americans, it's directed at the vote. It's directed as being able to depower people.
Some of the issues they protested included limitations to voters' rights, like the voter ID bill, which passed in the House in April. It requires voters to show photo identification at the polls. Members of the NAACP view the bill as a form of poll tax. Reed also believes it's not right that the federal funding to expand Medicaid was rejected. He says these issues will affect many North Carolinians.
And the issue is the fact that they refuse to give us an ear to hear the complaints of the people.
Reed hopes that these continued protests will force state leaders to acknowledge what they have to say. Reed also says that Raleigh law enforcement warned him beforehand not to protest inside the state legislative building.
While they were looking down upon us from the solarium above, they were saying, oh, that's only 17 or so, there's only a handful of them. That's not a problem. That's not enough to get our attention. Throw them out of here.
The NAACP will hold a candlelight vigil outside the state legislative building tonight at 7 p.m. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There are conflicting reports this morning about the number of those arrested last night. WRAL is reporting 30 people got arrested. The Associated Press says that number is 27. General Assembly Police Chief Jeff Weaver says all are likely to face misdemeanor charges similar to the 17 NAACP protesters arrested last week. Those arrested this week include members of the social justice group, the Raging Grannies from right here in Chapel Hill, several university professors, and the son of state NAACP President Reverend William Barber. The university is participating in the You Can Play Project. It's a national video campaign that shares a message of acceptance for LGBTQ student athletes. Here is UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development, Cricket Lane.
We think it's really important that people feel comfortable and feel free to be themselves and that they don't have to fear that they're gay or lesbian, that they won't be accepted on their team.
Universities such as UCLA, Miami, and Duke have already produced content for the project. Lane and Terry Phoenix, the director of the UNC LGBTQ Center, have also worked together to educate student-athletes, coaches, and staff on campus about the importance of creating a safe atmosphere for LGBTQ student-athletes. Lane says a number of student-athletes have been out while playing their respective sports.
But we wanted to make sure that every student-athlete feels that way, that they can come out. But we wanted to make sure that we had the foundation where people felt that they could without feeling inferior or in fear.
UNC Athletics got involved in a similar project in 2012 called It Gets Better. They produced a YouTube video featuring UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and student-athletes promoting anti-bullying and suicide prevention for LGBTQ teens. Students and staff are in the planning stages for this new video. Lance says they hope to have it finished by the end of the summer. It'll be featured on the You Can Play website. Orange County Commissioners will discuss when to schedule the next property tax revaluation when the board meets tonight. The board voted last year to delay a scheduled revaluation based on the advice of the tax administrator. He said the slump in home sales meant there was not enough data to get an accurate estimate of property values. The revaluation was pushed back to 2015, but commissioners could decide to wait another 2 years to allow staff to gather more data. The board will also review plans to renovate the Whitted Building into a public meeting space to be shared by Hillsborough, the Board of Commissioners, and the Orange County School Board. If approved, the renovations would cost about $1.5 million. The Board of Commissioners meets tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Department of Social Services office in Hillsborough. Carborough Alderman will get the town manager's budget recommendations when the board meets tonight. The proposed budget does not call for any property tax rate increase, marking the fifth consecutive year that Carborough has maintained the same tax rate. The board will schedule a public hearing the budget for May 21st. The board will also consider making a loan of $50,000 to Cameron's, a retail specialty shop relocating from University Mall in Chapel Hill to the new 300 East Main Street development in Carborough. The money will come from the town's revolving loan fund. Last but certainly not least, the board will review possible sites for the Southern Branch Library. New locations under consideration include 300 East Main, the town-owned parking lot on South Greensboro, the Butler development on Brewer Lane, and the corner of North Greensboro and Weaver Street. That last site is owned by CVS, where developers are in the midst of a long and controversial fight to build a 24-hour pharmacy. Town staff say it's possible the town and the county could plan the library in conjunction with CVS. The Alden meet tonight, 7:30, at Carborough Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your vehicle happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. A few slowdowns to let you know about, all on 15501 northbound between NC 86 and NC 54. Actually, NC 86 and Manning Drive, seeing a little bit of a slowdown. Also, 15501 southbound between NC 54 and Manning Drive. Then 15501 northbound as we continue north between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, seeing some delays this morning. Nothing major out there right now. I-40 moving smoothly. NC 54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting accidents or delays at this time either. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar offers daily specials, and today it's Let's Toast Tuesday. It's $2 off Carolina Crossroads specialty cocktails, like everyone's favorite Tar Heel Teeny. Hours and menus available at CarolinaInn.com. 53 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy all day. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high today about 70. Chance of rain is 60%. That will extend all the way through tonight. Low tonight about 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Isolated showers possible in the morning and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. High tomorrow about 70. Again, chance of rain is 50-50. 50% chance of rain tomorrow night as well with a low in the low 50s. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s, so a little warmer. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low in the middle 50s. On Friday, partly sunny, 20% chance of rain, and the high up in the low 80s. So it's definitely going to get warmer toward the end of the week.
This is Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carborough, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you, Mayor. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Senate Republicans have rolled out the frame of their tax overhaul plan for North Carolina. They say it will cut income tax rates while expanding the scope of the sales tax. Senate Leader Phil Berger announced the release of a video last night in which the Eden attorney lays out some of the highlights of the plan. Berger and leaders of the Chamber's Tax Committee scheduled a news conference for later today to talk more about the details. Berger says in the video the plan would reduce the top individual income tax rate over the next 3 years to 4.5% and reduce the corporate income tax to 6%. The sales tax rate also would go down, but the type of sales to be taxed would be expanded. And as we take a look around town this morning, the town of Hillsboro is preparing to design and construct its sidewalks in its CMAQ, which stands for Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Sidewalk Connections Project, and is seeking from engineers, seeking help from them. The project needs the North Carolina DOT pre-qualified private engineer firms who can construct a series of sidewalks and a portion of paved greenway to connect various neighborhoods to the Riverwalk Greenway in a safe manner. CMAQ is funding the project. Letters of interest are due by 1:30 p.m. on June 3rd. If you'd like to find out more, visit the News Around Town link on our website, chapelboro.com. Don't forget about it. There could be some lane closures this week on Martin Luther King Boulevard. It was supposed to happen yesterday, but because of the rain, they had to put it off, and they could be doing that today. North Carolina DOT is performing maintenance activities in the areas of MLK to prepare for an upcoming resurfacing. The project was scheduled to start yesterday. More rain expected today, of course. It could have the same effect. However, rain days were built into the project. At this time, they're certainly hoping they can get it done on Friday, or by Friday. Delays are scheduled during non-peak traffic times between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. For real-time traffic information, you can call 511 or visit the News Around Town link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Top of the Hill Restaurant and Distillery. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC baseball team is back in action after just less than a week off for exams, and despite having the best record in the whole country, remains in the number two spot in two of the four national polls for the second consecutive week. Tar Heels fell to number two behind Vanderbilt, the National College Baseball Writers Association, and the collegiate baseball polls last week, and remained there after this week's polls were released yesterday. However, Carolina remained in the top spot in the Baseball America and USA Today coaches polls. UNC is 42-4 overall. Vanderbilt is 41-6. Today, Tar Heels host the James Madison Dukes, who are 20-23 on the season. They hail from the Colonial Athletic Association. UNC is 2-1 against the CAA this season. They lost to UNC Wilmington late last month by a 9-8 score. They also defeated UNC Wilmington once and also beat VCU. Monday night on Mike Fox Live, the head coach explained how the exam break can really take the team out of its rhythm of competition, but allows for a refocus just before the final push to postseason play.
We got a lot of work done, which is good because we're not able to practice a whole lot during the regular season. And, you know, we were able to spend as much time or as little time as we wanted all throughout the weekend. And, you know, it was a good 4 or 5 day period, I think, for our players and for our program.
A sweep this weekend against Georgia Tech and wrap up the Atlantic Coast Conference Coastal title for the Tar Heels. The focus is on JMU tonight and tomorrow night, certainly, but Coach Fox says it's hard not to look ahead, at least a little bit, to the trip to Atlanta.
We've historically not been as successful in Atlanta as we would like to be, and we're going to go in there facing a team that I think's, you know, fighting for their lives.
Georgia Tech is third in the Coastal Division, 5 games behind Virginia and 2 games ahead of Virginia Tech. Before the Tar Heels can travel to Atlanta, they will host 2 midweek contests against the Dukes of James Madison tonight and tomorrow night. First pitch both nights, scheduled for 6 p.m. at Boschhammer Stadium, and can be heard live on WCHL and chapelboro.com immediately following the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck. The NCAA made an announcement last week that season opening practices for basketball can be moved up a couple of weeks. That's men's basketball beginning this fall. The Division I Board of Directors announced teams can hold 30 days of practice in the 6 weeks leading up to their regular season opener. Previously, practice was roughly only 4 weeks long. First practice was also not allowed to take place before 5 p.m. under the old guidelines, but that stipulation has now been dropped. For more on the rule changes, visit a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Prior to their trip to the NCAA regionals this weekend, a couple of UNC women's golfers were named All-ACC for their efforts this season. Junior Casey Grice was named to the All-Conference team for the second time in her career. Junior Jackie Chang got the honor for the first time. Bryce has carded 7 top 20 finishes in 9 events this year. Chang has carded 7 top 30 finishes in 9 events. The regional round of the 2013 NCAA Women's Golf Championships begin Thursday. North Carolina got the number 3 seed in the East and will play at the Auburn University Club down in Auburn, Alabama. To see the complete release from UNC Athletics, including comments from head coach Jan Mann, visit a link on our website at chapelboro.com. UNC men's golf team is one of 81 teams to get a bid to this year's NCAA regional round. Tar Heels will be joined by 13 other teams and 5 individuals in the Arizona State Regional at Karsten Golf Course in Tempe, Arizona. UNC received the number 8 seed in that group. Duke is also in the Arizona State Regional as the number 2 seed and the automatic qualifier from the ACC. The 5 best team scores and the best individual score will advance to the championship round. A regional round consists of 3 18-hole days of golf. North Carolina and the 13 other teams will tee it off on Thursday, May 16th. Finals take place May 28th through June 2nd at the Capital City Club, Crabapple Course, in Atlanta. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Are the best players judged on MVP awards or team championships? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. LeBron James won his 4th NBA Most Valuable Player Award this season and is on his way to what should be his 2nd consecutive world championship with the Heat. So is the king of them all, or just his era? Is James as good as Michael Jordan, who won 4 MVPs but 6 world championships with the Bulls? Or even Kobe Bryant, who cut down the nets on 5 Laker teams but captured only 1 MVP honor? The argument goes on, not only about James, but what most valuable player actually means. Is that the best player in the league or the most indispensable to his team? LeBron fell one short of a unanimous MVP vote because one sports writer acknowledged that he is the best, but voted for the Knicks scoring machine, Carmelo Anthony, as the player who made the most difference. Personally, as a longtime Dean Smith disciple, I'll go with team honors any day of the week. Now, I've poked fun at Jordan since his retirement, but on the court, he was above them all. Magic, Bird, Kareem, Russell, Chamberlain, and James for now, because Jordan was raised to believe the team came first, and if the team won, individual accolades would follow. That was Smith's belief. Trouble is, the MVP award also has other factors, such as the likability or popularity of players. Bryant was considered a wunderkind when he spurned Duke to go straight to the NBA from high school, and when he teamed with Shaquille O'Neal to help the Lakers win titles in 2000, 01, and 02. But a feud with the lovable Shaq led to O'Neal's trade, and Bryant was seen as the culprit. Despite winning 2 more NBA rings and becoming the youngest player in history to score 30,000 points as the Lakers' all-time leading scorer, Kobe lost support of the fans as he grew older. Of course, a rape charge in Colorado and a messy marriage and divorce did not help that very much, but he still has 5 NBA titles to James's 1 and probably 2 by early June. James is clearly the physical specimen of all time, a 6'8 man-child who, unlike, say, 11-time NBA champ Bill Russell, scores from inside and out and is just as selfless. LeBron can certainly settle the issue with 3 or 4 more crowns, but for now, MJ still wears that of the best player ever. This is our chance for you. See ya.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Did you know there's a state-of-the-art community college right here in Orange County? Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, and I invite you to find out why our enrollment is soaring and our class offerings are up 70% since last year. Our campus is green and sustainable with well-equipped classrooms, science labs, computer labs, and a spacious library, all designed to provide a first-class education. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for the first Fridays on the Front Porch of the season on April 26th, starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Precious Bundles Stork Greetings. It's half off. $80 for celebration baby announcement sign rental, available now for $40. Let Precious help you welcome home your new Precious bundle. You've seen the signs, full of cheer and good news. And with today's deal, you can get half off or even more on a sign of your own. Or give the sign rental as a gift, just perfect for a baby shower. It's half off from Precious Bundle Store Greetings, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it's 8:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery or an engagement ring, something really special, go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza, next door to Whole Foods. 52 degrees, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 70 degrees. Chance of rain is 60%. That will go all the way through tonight. Our low tonight, about 50. Tomorrow, another cloudy day with a 50-50 chance of rain. And the high, once again, about 70 degrees.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. They've been held in a house in Cleveland for years. Amanda Berry for 10 years. Gina DeJesus and Michelle Knight for nearly that long. Now all three are out, and they're out of a local medical center, and that's after Berry got help and escaped from the house. She went to a neighbor's place, dialed 911.
I'm Amanda Berry. I've been on the news for the last 10 years.
She'd been missing since 2003. The day before Amanda Berry turned 17, she was kidnapped on the way home from her job at a Burger King. Correspondent Dean Reynolds.
Amanda Berry's break from captivity came late Monday, the moment her alleged kidnapper stepped out of the house. That's when neighbor Charles Ramsey said he heard a woman scream for help.
Ramsey told her to go to his house and call 911. On CBS This Morning, John Walsh, former host of America's Most Wanted.
To get all three of them back alive, the odds are so slim, slim to none.
Now three brothers are under arrest. Officials in Cleveland plan a news conference within the hour. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL, 53 degrees and cloudy. Mostly cloudy all day with a 60% chance of rain. Look for a high temperature this afternoon, about 70. You know, that horribly severe weather we had yesterday with the dark skies and the severe thunderstorm activity and the heavy rains. We're not expecting that today, but we do have a big chance of rain, so be prepared for that. The NAACP's protest of the recent state legislation continues. Last night, members of the Chapel Hill Carborough branch of the NAACP joined other protesters for a rally in Raleigh. This coming after last week's protest where 17 people were arrested. More than two dozen people were arrested last night. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this story.
Because the issue is that, like I said, it's not just a black issue. And that was kind of where it was played off, you know, the other Monday night. You know, it's pretty heavily laced in black folks. That's what that is. But that's not the issue. It's far from it.
That's Bishop Larry Reed. He's one of the vice presidents of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP chapter. He was also one of several Chapel Hill residents arrested last week. He says the fight against what they call a regressive state agenda is far from over. Alongside NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber last Monday, Reed and other activists participated in a pray-in or demonstration through prayer and song. The protest took place inside the state legislative building. Reed says the arrest was worth it to prove his point. Yesterday's protest began around 5:30 in the evening, and beforehand, Reed urged people of all races to take part in another wave of civil disobedience.
What's being done in the House is not just directed at African Americans, it's directed at the vote. is directed as being able to depower people.
Some of the issues they protested included limitations to voters' rights, like the voter ID bill, which passed in the House in April. It requires voters to show photo identification at the polls. Members of the NAACP view the bill as a form of poll tax. Reed also believes it's not right that the federal funding to expand Medicaid was rejected. He says these issues will affect many North Carolinians.
And the issue is the fact that they refuse to give us an ear to hear the complaints of the people.
Reed hopes that these continued protests will force state leaders to acknowledge what they have to say. Reed also says that Raleigh law enforcement warned him beforehand not to protest inside the state legislative building.
While they were looking down upon us from the solarium above, they were saying, oh, there's only 17 or so, there's only a handful of them. That's not a problem. That's not enough to get our attention. Throw them out of here.
The NAACP will hold a candlelight vigil outside the state legislative building tonight at 7 p.m. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There are conflicting reports about the number of those people who actually were arrested. WRAL reports 30 people were arrested. The Associated Press says 27. At any rate, well over two dozen. General Assembly Police Chief Jeff Weaver says all are likely to face misdemeanor charges similar to the 17 NAACP protesters arrested last week. Those arrested this week include members of the social justice group, the Raging Grannies, several university professors, and the son of state NAACP President Reverend William Barber. Stay tuned for more on this continuing story. Carborough Alderman will receive the town manager's budget recommendations when the board meets tonight. The proposed budget for Carborough does not call for any property tax rate increase, marking the fifth year in a row that Carborough has maintained the same tax rate. The board will schedule a public hearing of the budget for May 21st. The board will also consider making a loan of $50,000 to Cameron's, a retail specialty shop relocating from University Mall in Chapel Hill to the new 300 East Main development in Carborough, the money to come from the town's revolving loan fund. Last but certainly not least, a contentious issue, the board will review possible sites for the Southern Branch Library. Now, this has been going on for some time. New locations under consideration now include 300 East Main, the town-owned parking lot on South Greensboro Street, the Butler development on Brewer Lane, and the property at the corner of North Greensboro and Weaver Street, diagonally across from the Weaver Street lawn. That last site is owned by CVS, where developers are in the midst of a long and controversial fight to build a 24-hour pharmacy. Town staff say it's possible the town and county could plan the library in conjunction with CVS. The Alderman meet tonight, 7:30, in Carborough Town Hall. And the Orange County Commissioners will discuss when to schedule the next property tax revaluation when the board meets tonight. The board voted last year to delay a scheduled revaluation based on the advice of the tax administrator. He said the slump in home sales meant there was not enough data to get an accurate estimate of property values. The revaluation was pushed back to 2015, but commissioners could decide to wait another 2 years to allow staff to gather more data. Certainly the market has improved, but it's not where it will be. The board will also review plans to renovate the Whitted Building into a public meeting space to be shared by Hillsborough, the Board of Commissioners, and the Orange County School Board. If approved, the renovations could cost about $1.5 million. The Board of Commissioners meets tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Department of Social Services office in Hillsborough. The university is participating in the You Can Play project. It's a national video campaign that shares a message of acceptance for LGBTQ student athletes. Here's UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development, Cricket Lane.
We think it's really important that people feel comfortable and feel free to be themselves and that they don't have to fear that they're gay or lesbian, that they won't be accepted on their team.
Universities like Duke, Miami, and UCLA have already produced content for this new project. Lane and Terry Phoenix, who's the director of UNC's LGBTQ Center, have also worked together to educate student athletes, coaches, and staff about the importance of creating a safe atmosphere for LGBTQ student athletes. Lane says a number of UNC student athletes have been out while playing their sport.
But we wanted to make sure that every student athlete feels that way, that they can come out. But we wanted to make sure that we had the foundation where people felt that they could without feeling inferior or in fear.
UNC Athletics got involved in a similar project in 2012 called It Gets Better. They produced a YouTube video featuring UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and student athletes promoting anti-bullying, and there was a very important suicide prevention message there for LGBTQ teens. Students and staff are in the planning stages for the new video. Lane says they hope to have it finished by the end of the summer, and it'll be featured on the You Can Play website. WCHL News Time, 8:39, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. This quick programming reminder, I'm going to sit down with Deepak, Rachel Gregg, and Bob Klaus of Durham Performing Arts Center to talk about upcoming shows, musicals, concerts, and more. Always something exciting going on at Deepak, and the show will be on the air at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, right here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen. Surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori. Or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Bette Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Southern Season is the premier destination to congratulate the graduate and shop for all mom's favorites. Shop our artisan chocolates, gift baskets, flowers, gourmet foods, and unrivaled selections of beer and wine. Visit us in-store for incredible savings, 25% off all champagne and 50% off all Vietri China. When it comes to gift-giving, selection and service at Southern Season are unrivaled. Celebrate family and friends and give the gift of great taste. University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com.
Guys, we know you love your mothers. We also know it's hard to know what to get them to show them how much you care. WCHL and Chapelboro.com want to help you show your love and appreciation for all the mothers out there with our Mother's Day photo contest. Make it a memorable Mother's Day for your mom, wife, sister, grandmother, or friend by submitting their photo at Chapelboro.com before May 20th. The photo with the most votes will win a prize pack valued at $300 in cash and other prizes. Visit chapelboro.com today and submit your Mother's Day photo.
This is Holden Thorpe, and thank you to WCHL for all you do for our community.
It is 8:42, 18 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. We are in May's early days, and I believe a Mayday, Mayday clarion call is needed. Mayday is an emergency procedure word used internationally as a distress signal. It derives from the French, Venez à m'aider, pardon my French, meaning come help me. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, Orange County, all in distress. Last month, the Orange County Peace Coalition's Bring the War Dollars Home event provided opportunities for Orange County's political bodies to join Carrboro's board, Durham City Council, Durham County Commissioners, Durham Board of Education, Burlington City Council, Raleigh City Council to bring the war dollars back to us. Why Mayday, Mayday? Here's why. The years of Iraq and Afghanistan wars and occupations have cost Orange County taxpayers $480 million. And cost Orange County $36,600,000 in 2012. Orange County has a poverty rate of 16.9% and 148 home foreclosures in 2012. Spending for the wars has diverted money from education, job growth, equal access to medical care, low-cost housing, infrastructure repair, and environmental protection. Orange County has suffered severe layoffs, cutbacks in services, and delays in repairing and building infrastructure. Call your local political bodies and let them know that we are in distress. Mayday, Mayday. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic. So whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
Moms deserve the best, and there's nothing better than celebrating over a special meal. That's why Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro will be open for dinner this year on Mother's Day, this Sunday, the 12th of May. Come toast your mom and maybe your beaming graduate with flavorful contemporary American cooking and stylish wines from around the world. Glass Half Full reservations can be made by calling 919-967-9784. Your mom deserves the best at Glass Half Full.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 8:46, 14 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. You know it's Tuesday morning, and that means it's time for Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL. We do this every week. We partner with these local animal organizations, and they bring in dogs and cats that are up for adoption. And today, Katie McClure is here from Paws Forever. Katie, tell me about this dog.
Well, I am traveling today with Consuela.
Consuela.
A gorgeous husky shepherd mix.
Really?
She's quite
cool.
Young.
Cool dog.
She is, I think she's about 4 months old or so. Mm-hmm. And she's a beautiful light brown pattern with one blue and one brown eye.
Really cool eyes.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I noticed.
Knockout good looking dog.
Yeah.
And she's young and she's very smart. So she's eager to learn. She's very good with people.
Mm-hmm.
Rides great in a car. Thank goodness. Because she rode in for Paws Forever this morning in my Subaru.
Really?
And she's really a doll.
Yeah. How did you get her?
She was a stray from Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paws Forever, we take the dogs from Caswell, Orange, and Chatham County shelters because we can hold them a little bit longer and find them a home.
Mm-hmm.
So she got selected from Orange County after being probably just surrendered or dropped in the drop box.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing great with us.
You said she's a mixture of a husky and a lab?
I'm going to say shepherd. Husky shepherd.
Yeah.
But you will see the husky in the face with those eyes.
Yeah, you'll see the eyes. That's the first thing that you notice.
And she's kind of a long, lean machine. You know, she's got that shepherd husky lankiness.
How big do you think she'll get? Will you get much bigger, you think?
Not huge. I think she'll be, I'm not very good at this, but I'm going to say 40 to 50 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, she's not going to bulk up that much.
Yeah, she's not really all that big, but just a really nice...
Yeah, this is a good-natured dog. Apparently, nice dog. She's pretty good with cats.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, we have 50 to 60 cats at Paws Forever, so she gets a little cat action out there.
How about other dogs?
She's good with other dogs.
Good.
Yes.
Well, of course, you always have the option. I guess you can bring your dog out there.
That's right.
And walk them together or whatever, just to see how they get along.
Exactly. We call them a meet and greet. And you can bring your dog out, and staff will supervise a meet and greet on neutral territory.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the United Nations, right? Mm-hmm. We're on neutral turf.
Sniff each other out.
And it helps a lot, because if they get along out at our place, very, very likely it will go well at your house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this dog, I have a feeling this dog would do well with a family. Because she's playful and sweet.
She's very mellow and very...
Yeah, she likes to catch tennis balls, apparently, to
laid
run
back.
Around and fetch balls and bring them back. So if you have a family that might enjoy that...
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, how can she find out more? How can folks find out more about her? And how can they find out more about Paws Forever?
Well, if they go to the website, they, of course, will see Consuela's bio, but a lot of other dogs biographies and cats, too, and pictures and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a good website, too, by the way.
Yes, nice website. McKinney Company did that for us.
Really
good. We are their special charity. They won a prize for helping us, I believe. So, yeah, check out that website.
I believe it's really good.
It's great.
It's Pause Forever. That's with the number 4.
Yes.
.org.
Yeah, pauseforever.org. And people can also come out and spend time with Consuelo, like as much time as they need. We have 50 acres, and it's a beautiful place to come for a spring day and hang out with your possible new dog.
Well, I haven't patted you on the head, but I know
Consuelo
got a little wet this morning coming into the rain.
Well, she was in the bushes. I wasn't in the bushes.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for bringing her in, and we hope to we have all the confidence in the world we're going to get her adopted.
Oh, yeah, and this the radio spot over here really helps. We truly appreciate this. This is fabulous.
Yeah. Folks, go to our website a little bit later on. We'll have a picture of Consuelo there. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Consuela.
And also we'll have it on our Facebook page. We'll have a link to the Pause Forever website and where you can find out more about her. But this is a dog you definitely want to check out. If you're looking for a dog for your family, then doggone it, your day might have come.
Yeah, we're going to get her to pose with you, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And then she can pat me on the head.
There you go.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you a little bit later on.
Thanks, Ron.
It is 8:50 at WCHL, 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's Ron Stutz. And coming up, you're going to meet today's WCHL hometown hero, Christy Hurt, doing great things on the UNC campus.
I'm Kevin Cohan of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Eric White. Hey, Kev. What do you like most about living in Chapel Hill and working at Franklin Street Realty?
Well, Eric, for me, it's really about the people. Before real estate, I spent many years as the general partner of an investment firm interacting with a computer screen. Now, I really enjoy connecting with my clients and brainstorming with the great group of agents at Franklin Street Realty.
I agree. You know, I spent the first 20 years of my life in Chapel Hill, and the second 20 years spent mostly on Hilton Head Island running my marketing company, which specialized in real estate. I finally found my way back home. I love this town. So glad to be a Tar Heel again.
I know what you mean. I spent a few years overseas and in New York, but my heart never left the hill. It's great to know a place like the back of your hand, and it's really cool to be raising my family in the same great town where I grew up.
I hear you. You know, I feel like I am Chapel Hill.
And I am a true blue Tar Heel.
And we are Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Really, why would you?
Good morning. It is 8:52, 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Christy Hurt has been through a lot of changes lately at the university.
Currently, I am the interim Title IX coordinator for the University of North Carolina. And what that means is that we are in charge here in this office of making sure that the campus is equitable for everyone. And we work to prevent harassment and discrimination based on a variety of protected classes. And what I will be largely doing this summer, of course, is spearheading the efforts, take another look at the sexual assault and a harassment policy here on campus, and convene a large university-wide task force to examine all the issues that are in the policy and the university's response system around sexual harassment and sexual assault cases. So it's a big job moving forward, but that's what I'm doing right now.
Christy Hurt is today's WCHL hometown hero.
We have a great team of people who are willing to take it on. Yeah, you know, I see myself as somebody who can help convene a large group of stakeholders from a variety of different perspectives, and I feel very lucky to be here at the university where we have such a wide array of expertise and commitment from all levels, from students, faculty, and staff alike. We have a really engaged group of people who want to move this forward, and the magic is all in the larger team. And so I do not see this as being my job to fix, but rather a large group of people's responsibility and drive to do what's best for the community and campus here. So I feel very fortunate to be able to work with that group.
Christy Hurt is now on leave from her job as director of the Carolina Women's Center, and she's now interim Title IX coordinator on the UNC campus. There's really two organizations working toward the same goal.
Well, I was the interim director of the Carolina Women's Center all last year and then came on permanently in January of this year. And so I haven't been in that role for all that long, but I feel really passionate about the work over at the Women's Center, and what we focus on over there is also gender equity organizing. And so we focus on faculty, student, and staff work to promote gender equity all across campus. And what I've been saying, the difference in the two roles really is over at the Women's Center, we do that work with a carrot, trying to encourage people to do the work through great programming and engagement. And what we do over here in the Title IX office is really work from more a compliance-focused lens, but towards the same goal, an equitable campus where everyone can thrive.
Did you ever aspire to do this kind of work?
Well, you know, you never really know what this work looks like when you're younger, when you really get into it. I came to nonprofit work as an adult and then came to the university after that. And what I always knew I wanted to do as a kid was do something with people and to try to make the world a better place. And what I've done for a long time is work through social justice initiatives and social equity organizing in nonprofits in the community to make that happen. And so I didn't see that coming exactly, but I always knew I wanted to work with people.
Chrissy Hurt, working to make a real difference in the lives of people on the UNC campus. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right. Enjoy talking to Chrissy. It is 8:54 at WCHL, 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And do you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What is the word? Rather unusual word and kind of a cool word, I think. Call right now and tell me the word, you know, spell it correctly and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Can my eyes be corrected so I don't need my glasses?
Am I too old for LASIK?
Can I afford it? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Why wait any longer? Call us today, 919-945-EYES.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Hey, congratulations to Floreen Funk, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It is Tartuffe, T-A-R-T-U-F-F-E. It's French. It means a hypocrite who feigns virtue, especially in religious matters. Tartuffe, that is our word of the day. Floreen Funk gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Hey, listen, Deborah Miller gets up close and personal with area chefs, farmers, and restaurants as they tell all about what's new at our local eateries. Catch Deborah Miller all weekend long right here on WCHL with Side Dish.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three-stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new, modern, stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori. Or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Precious Bundles Store Greetings. It's half off. $80 for celebration baby announcement sign rental. Available now for $40. Let Precious Bundles help you welcome home your new Precious Bundle. You've seen the signs, full of cheer and good news. And with today's deal, you can get half off or even more on a sign of your own. Or give the sign rental as a gift, just perfect for a baby shower. It's half off from Precious Bundles Store Greetings. And it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, cloudy all day today, hopefully not like yesterday. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high today about 70 degrees. Chance of rain is 60% all day.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
It's 9 o'clock.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL.